Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, September 13th. The number of young people in Colorado who declare no party affiliation when they register to vote is rising. KUNC's Michael DeJoanna has more.
More than half of voters 25 years old or younger now call themselves unaffiliated. That's according to the latest voter registration data from the Secretary of State's office. Jim Jonas is executive director of the National Association of Nonpartisan Reformers in Denver.
Demographics and aging populations and trend lines would say parties had better look out because kids aren't joining them. I mean, they got to do something to bring these young kids back.
Jonas says the trend highlights frustrations with Democratic and Republican politics. A quarter of voters 25 and under in Colorado are registered as Democrats, and 20% are registered as Republicans. For Capital Coverage, I'm Michael DeJoanna.
School is back in session. And with cafeteria doors open again, many Colorado kids are able to access nutritious food on a regular basis. Eric Gladys has the story.
Kids are back in school, and that means regular access to nutritious food for many Colorado children. Teresa Pena with Denver Public Schools says it's hard to learn on an empty stomach and notes that DPS has made free breakfasts a priority in order to close the academic achievement gap between students from low-income and higher-income families. She says making breakfast available to all kids also helps remove the stigma of who qualifies for a free meal.
We really like the breakfast in the classroom because, one, every child is offered a meal, two, it reduces the stigma, and three, there's a real social aspect of breaking bread together that just creates a real camaraderie.
September is also National Better Breakfast Month, and families across the state are encouraged to enroll in free and reduced-price meal programs. Students who qualify can get a breakfast for no cost or 40 cents, depending on their family's income. Trained navigators are standing by to help parents through the application process and can be reached at Hunger Free Colorado's bilingual food resource toll-free hotline, 855-855-4626. I'm Eric Gladys.
Representative Bob Rankin stopped by the KDNK studio in Carbondale recently. In this final interview with Amy Haddon Marsh, he talks about the Gallagher Amendment and plans to repeal it.
Could you give us a brief review of what is the Gallagher Amendment?
In short, in 1982, the Senate passed a new structure and some rules for property taxes, but it got in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It basically protects, which is a good thing, it protects homeowners from escalating property values. And it did that by setting a ratio of assessment between commercial property and residential property. 29% for commercial and 21% for residential. So it said that starting at those multipliers times the assessed value, the ratio would be maintained at 45% and 55% for the two respectively. And then it capped the commercial side. So you have to kind of get this in your head. It capped the commercial at 29%. Mm-hmm. But it said residential would float to keep that ratio, the 45-55 ratio. So what's happened is the residential side has gone all the way from 21 down to 7.2. And the forecast says that they should go down to 6.1. Wow. Now, here's the problem. If you're the Carbondale Fire District, mm-hmm. and the preponderance of your taxes come from residential property, not commercial property, you will lose tax revenue with these resets. Right. That's the problem. So our fire districts, rural fire district that's all residential, could lose 23% of their revenue over two resets. So that's what we're concerned about. That's what I'm concerned about. That's what everybody ought to be concerned about. So think about it. I mean, our local fire districts are heroes. They are to us for saving all those homes. I mean, they're in all over the state. Mm-hmm. They're heroes. So are we going to let them lose revenue? That's the worst of the problems, but this also affects library districts, counties, school districts, anybody whose revenue depends on property taxes.
is there a way to protect these different tax districts?
So unfortunately, the calculation is statewide. Therefore, when property values go up in Denver, it causes those to be depressed statewide, and we lose revenue. So it's a rural problem. It's a Western Colorado problem, okay, like a few other things I like to talk about. It's what I do. You know, I worry about rural Colorado, Western Colorado. So here we are. And yes, it would take a constitutional amendment to undo this.
Okay.
In 1992, Tabor passed. Gallagher pushes the tax rate down, and Tabor says you can't raise it without a vote of the people. So this would require thousands, Carbondale Fire, CMC, they would all have to run separate elections to get their revenue back up, mm-hmm, just even. So we have to go to the Constitution and change it. So last year, I was the requesting legislator for an interim committee called Alternatives to the Gallagher Amendment.
Alternatives to the Gallagher Amendment.
Right.
This is an interim committee?
It's an interim committee. We meet five times and recommend to the legislature actions for next year.
Mm-hmm.
We had our meeting this week and came up with those bills. Number one is repeal Gallagher.
Oh, wow.
So we will come to the ballot in 19 and ask the taxpayers to repeal Gallagher. The next bill is to replace it with something in statute that the legislature controls. That's the hard part. There'll be some pushback on that, I think. But the question is, what is that? And that's what we're struggling with. That's what I'm struggling with.
So what do you replace it with?
Should we continue to protect homeowners so that their taxes are not unreasonably escalated? And should it be regional? Should we, in Garfield County or in Carbondale Fire District, should we have our own regional approach?
As opposed to statewide. So what would a repeal and replacement look like? What's your ideal?
Well, that's what we're struggling with. A repeal just says it comes out
right
of the Constitution.
Right.
A replacement says, perhaps, and that philosophically we want to protect homeowners, but at the same time we want a fair mix between what our businesses pay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because remember, small businesses are paying four times the property tax that a residential owner is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you're a B&B, what are you? Are you commercial or are you residential? So those are the questions. So our small business owners feel, and business in general, feels this is an unfair ratio that's evolved over time. And our homeowners, particularly in metropolitan areas where properties are escalating, feel it's unfair to them.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we come up with an answer? That's what I'll be struggling with for the next few months.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, September 13th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.